was have people line up by number. And if you start here...
On a windy, cold Saturday morning in May, a whole lot of folks line up at the UW Arboretum for a chance to buy wildflowers?
I come every year. I'm working on a couple of woodland gardens, so I'm here to get some trilliums, Jack in the Pulpit, and anything else that looks great.
I'm here looking for some native plants. I have a piece of property that I've been doing a lot of invasive control with, and cutting buckthorn and honeysuckle and taking out the garlic mustard. And I'm realizing that there has to be something there to replace that as I'm cutting that out. So I need some replacements here.
I have a shady part of my yard that I want to put some ferns and Solomon seal. And there's another one that I'm trying to think of.
I'm Linda Bishop. I'm the staff member who coordinates the plant sale. Every year we have 80 volunteers, and that includes people who, some people contribute plants from their gardens. They're all native to the area within a 150-mile radius, we say. And we have woodland plants. We have Jack in the Pulpit, Columbine.
Somewhere around 1,000 people show up for these sales, shopping to build rain gardens, shady areas, prairie corners. We fill produce flats with plants whose names are short stories. Compass flower, rattlesnake master, merry bells.
Oh, I found some rue anemone. It has a pretty white flower in the spring.
This is called Bishop's Cap. The flowers aren't very showy, but I'm going to get some ferns and other things, and I have shooting star under there now and Virginia bluebells.
We are here partly to work on a rain garden. And partly for shade plants, a red trillium that I fell in love with when we were hiking in the Arboretum the other day. And we have found everything on our list so far.
What else was on your list?
Sedges and...
lots of stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
In my backyard, I'm making a little... Joe Pye weed is supposed to be really tall. I'll make a little privacy fence for sunbathing.
Nice.
It'd be sweet.
In my garden, which is quite shady, I have a lot of wildflowers. So spring is the most beautiful time in my garden. I have trilliums, Dutchman bridges. So that's my best time.
But why buy wildflowers? You can get far more dramatic plants at any garden center. It's not just about having something unusual. It's about having something that really belongs to this land. A connection with a place. Something that's native. Something that's real. We want these wildflowers because they are Wisconsin. And now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go plant my golden seal, coral bells, blue-eyed grass, and green dragons.